This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, April 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. As the post-pandemic economy recovers and workers return to the labor market, we're seeing a sea change in the nation's workforce. Wage growth for women is outpacing that of men.
The workers who are typically on the margins, so lower wage workers, women, minorities, tend to benefit the most from a tight labor market.
Sarah Cheney Cambon covers labor economics for the WSJ. Coming up, we'll talk with her about what's driving the shift and the jobs where women are seeing the biggest jump in pay. That's after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
The average pay rate for American women rose by 4.4% in February, compared to a 4.1% pay bump for men. That's a significant shift from earlier in the pandemic, when the rate of wage growth for women trailed men. So what's behind the reversal, and how is it affecting the gender pay gap? Sarah Cheney Cambon covers labor economics for the WSJ, and she's with us now to break down the numbers. Sarah, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
So Sarah, this higher wage growth for women, it's been going on for a few months now, but can you put it into context for us? How different is this current trend from what we saw earlier in the pandemic, and what's behind the shift?
Earlier on in the pandemic, male wage growth was significantly outpacing female wage growth. As recently as last summer, male wages were rising 3.6%, while female wages were rising 3.2%. And a lot of the recent strength we've seen in female wage growth has to do with the different types of jobs that women occupy versus men. Women tend to dominate the lower wage service sector jobs, which have seen really big gains over the past several months.
All right, so let's talk about those jobs. In which areas have women seen the most pay growth?
They're primarily lower wage service sector jobs in personal care. So think massage therapy jobs and food preparation. So that's like a cafeteria worker, and also healthcare support, which includes jobs like home healthcare aide. And all of those professions saw really steep cuts at the beginning of the pandemic. But then last year, as businesses reopened, they were in desperate need of workers, and they lifted pay in a lot of those industries where women account for a dominant share of occupations. While women in these lower wage occupations have seen strong wage growth, the wage growth has not been broad-based across every industry. I spoke with the chief economist at job site ZipRecruiter, and she made an important point that the workers who are typically on the margins, so lower wage workers, women, minorities, tend to benefit the most from a tight labor market. But as she said, it's sort of sad that we only see these sorts of reversals when there is such a tight labor market.
Now, how has the so-called great resignation, you know, people leaving jobs in record numbers, how has that affected women in particular?
Women are switching jobs and seeing really big pay gains as a result. The Conference Board conducted a survey that showed about 31% of women who switched jobs during the pandemic got a compensation package that was more than 30% higher than in their previous role, and that was slightly higher than the 28% of men who got a compensation increase of that size.
Now, we've discussed on the show before that many women left the workforce at the start of the pandemic. Why do they leave, and what's luring them back?
One factor that drove a lot of women out of the labor force at the beginning of the pandemic was, you know, school and childcare disruptions. women tend to spend more time on caretaking responsibilities than men do. However, in recent months, schools have fully reopened. As the Omicron variant has receded, those disruptions have really faded a lot. And so that's surely drawing at least some women back into the workforce.
So what do women who want to return to the workforce say they're looking for from employers?
Women have been very clear about what they're looking for from employers. The majority of women who are considering returning to the labor force say they strongly desire good pay, health insurance, and job security. And that's according to a survey from the Institute for Women's Policy Research. The issue is that many female employees say that they lack these types of benefits. The wage growth we've seen over the past year as the labor market has recovered has also drawn a lot of women back into the workforce.
Okay, now help us understand the broader picture here. How does this increase in wage growth for women factor into the gender pay gap that we hear so much about?
What's important to note is that we're talking about a percent increase rather than overall pay. There still remains a pay gap between men and women. In fact, women make about 83 cents on the dollar compared with men. And then the gender pay gap has shrunk slightly over the past couple of decades as women have moved into more high-paying white-collar professions.
Yeah, why has this pay gap between men and women persisted?
Well, this goes back to what I mentioned earlier with the differences between the occupations that men versus women occupy. Women account for more than 75% of workers in 8 of the 20 occupations with the lowest median weekly earnings. And so that includes jobs like hostess, housekeeper, and hairdresser. And women are also more likely than men to work part-time. Women actually accounted for more than 60% of all part-time workers in February. And these roles tend to be lower paying. They're oftentimes in sectors like retail, for instance.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney Cambon. Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.